This is Around the Table, where we explore the benefits of cooperative ownership. Today, Jim Morkin, CHS Vice President of Operations in the Pacific Northwest, will discuss the importance of the Snake River to ag commodity shipping for growers in many areas of the U.S. Jim, why is the Snake River an important part of the grain supply chain in the Pacific Northwest and Upper Midwest?
Great question, Jesse. Currently, about 55% of the wheat exported from the United States flows through the terminal facilities located in the Pacific Northwest. This is shipped primarily via rail and barge. More specifically, about 10% of total U.S. wheat exports move through the four locks and dams located on the Snake River. This unique geographic area also grows high-quality white wheat, which is one of the smaller classes of wheat produced in the U.S., yet it plays a major role in the export channel, where almost 90% of this production is destined for export. Many of the countries which purchase wheat from the U.S. include quantities of white wheat on the cargoes, which facilitates the sale of other classes of wheat, which benefits farmers and cooperatives across the Northern Plains.
Well, the Snake River is also important to non-ag interests. What's the situation?
In addition to the grain movement, numerous products, including energy, chemicals, forest products, and scrap metal also use this efficient transportation method. There's been a long-running lawsuit to restore declining salmon and other fish populations on the Snake River. A recent agreement between federal, state, and tribal officials included funds to continue to study the best solutions to improve salmon populations while keeping a vision of the significant economic importance of the river to this region. One of the options being discussed could include the complete removal of the dams, which in addition to stopping all barge transportation, would eliminate a substantial source of clean, renewable hydroelectric energy. The power generated by these four dams is roughly equal to the power output generated by a nuclear power plant.
Well, how would changes to the Snake River infrastructure affect farmers and their cooperatives?
Any substantial changes to the Snake River, which would render it unnavigable, would have a huge impact on agriculture throughout the region. The grain would need to find another mode of transportation to reach the export facilities. Barge transportation is much more energy efficient than either truck or rail. Trucks would be the immediate solution, which would add costs, consume more fuel, and increase traffic and wear and tear onto the roads. I think rail would be a longer-term solution, but would take years to build the infrastructure to replace the barge system, and suitable rail building sites are limited along the current rail lines. The investments required to replace the barge infrastructure would also have a major impact on cooperatives located in the region. Most cooperatives located in central and eastern Washington and Oregon would have access to one or more barge loading facilities as a key outlet for the area production. It would also impact irrigation, which currently makes this region much more productive than dry land farming practices would allow. This region currently produces a huge variety of different crops, including wheat, corn, apples, potatoes, edible beans, grapes, onions, and a multitude of others, which would be nearly impossible to grow should they lose the ability to irrigate.
Well, what efforts are underway to ensure grain continues to move from farms and co-ops to export terminals in the Pacific Northwest?
CHS and the cooperative system is working hard to advocate for a responsible solution to help the Snake River ecosystem while preserving production agriculture. As members of numerous trade organizations, we are joining with our cooperative partners, as well as the entire ag industry, to speak on behalf of the Snake River system and its positive impact to agriculture and the region. Our government affairs team at CHS is also working diligently with state and federal elected officials to make sure that agriculture is a key part of the discussion around this precious natural resource. We all need to remember that farmers have been advocates of preserving the land and the water for a very long time, as their way of life literally depends on it.
Well, we have been talking with Jim Morkin, CHS Vice President of Operations in the Pacific Northwest, here on Around the Table. Jim, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Jesse.
And thank you for joining us Around the Table. Learn more about the benefits of cooperative ownership at cooperativeownership.com.